Now hit me.
Oh, yeah. The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Dang, Bob, we're almost at the end of October already. We're in the 20s.
But it's still nice weather.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I mean, it's a snap in the morning, but these 55, 60-degree days, I'm digging it.
Last weekend, it was cold and rainy, and I was in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
It was the weekend before. Today and the rest of this next couple of days, I'm going back up, and it's nice weather.
Yeah.
So I'll be happy to hunt without freezing.
Right. And Don, do you leave your tent up and everything while you're gone?
I did this time.
Yeah.
But I'll take it down when I'm done because I don't have the big safari tent anymore. I just have my 6-man tent.
Okay.
And when I go up, I think I'm only going to get to go one more time, and that'll be for a rifle opener, and I'll stay at the cousin's place up there.
Yeah, right. So do you have a heater in that little 6-man?
No.
No? Ooh, that's risk mornings.
You know, it's surprisingly, well, I have my sleeping bag is cozy warm.
Right.
And the only hard thing is when you have to step outside and go to the bathroom.
Right. Yeah. In the middle of the night.
Yeah. So don't drink too much beer.
Yeah. And you don't want to get all dressed again in cold clothes to go do that and then
that's
get undressed.
That's why I bring my slippers.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So I'm thinking about all these things. Like I was just talking with Tiga the other day, and he's sending me a sample of his new spice, and he's talking about going to duck camp, and he hunts, you know, right down there by the Robertsons and with the Robertsons sometimes, but those guys are all duck hunters.
Right.
So they actually have duck camp, you know, that's
right.
Whereas we go to deer camp, and the deer are so small down there, I don't blame them for not wanting to shoot them.
Right. Ducks are big, though.
You could use a rat trap for their deer.
Right, yeah.
So, but whatever, if it's fishing, you know, a lot of guys are going up for salmon at the tippy or wherever, and if you've got your favorite spot in the woods you like to go, there's always that food thing you're bringing, whether it's a cabin you're renting or if you've got RVs. A lot of people bring travel trailers. Either way, you got to prep food before you go. And one of the things I've always done and love to do is the smoked pork chop.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you buy the whole loin and smoke that, the bone-in loin, or do you buy individual chops?
I have, but if I'm really going to be honest, I'd rather go to Sobeys and just let them chop some up for me.
Well, no doubt. That's a great place because they've got smoked pork chops in their meat case. Right.
Okay, so here's something. That's a deal. Not everybody can make a good smoked pork chop.
Right.
Where I used to get them, and I won't say the name of the place, but it was out by me, and I used to bring them up to deer camp way back 20 years ago when I started going to Whipple. I'd always buy them there, and they were just so salty.
Yeah. Yep.
And I thought that's what they were supposed to be. No, they don't have to be.
Right.
You go to Sobey, you'll taste what it's supposed to be. Or if you just do one yourself, just go – tell Timmy you want a loin and brine it and smoke it and do your own.
Right, and go easy on the salt when you're brining it because that's what makes them salty, but you need some.
The salt makes them salty.
Right, huh?
Did you catch that, Conrad?
Right. I'm telling you, the older I get, the wiser I get.
The stuff I learn on this show.
The learning show.
Right, it's the older I get, the wiser I get. You guys all feeling it. You're feeling the love right now. But anyway, no, so go to Sobey's and in the meat counter and... Basically, you're gonna they're smoked, but they're cold, right? I mean, you're not getting anything hot. You're gonna take them up there cold, and then what you're gonna do is just heat them back up in like a cast iron skillet over the fire.
That's the beauty of it. You can just throw it on your grate over your fire,
right?
And
cast iron,
get
whatever.
A little bit of a little bit of a brown to it. If you're using a cast iron, sure, you can put some oil on it and just heat it up a little bit, but. I think my big rule when I'm camping is do everything on a grate if you can so you don't have dishes.
Yeah. No,
we're rustic camping. I mean, we're, you know, you've been there.
Right.
You're in the woods. You don't have a sink. You don't have a kitchen. And who wants to do dishes? You've got better things to do.
Right. Yep.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Paper plates, throw them in the fire when you're done.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, exactly.
But then one of the things I always used to do would be to wrap things up in foil. Until I started cooking a lot with foil and then researching it, and I realized that It's really, it's a chemical product. It's not quite what we were sold the bill of goods on. So there are some some hazards to using tinfoil. So I no longer wrap beets and potatoes in foil and put them by the fire.
So how do you cook them then when you're up there? Or do you bring them cooked?
Yeah, I will. Well, if it's like a potato, I'm just going to fry them in a cast iron pan.
Okay.
Or I'll throw them in the Dutch oven.
Yep.
There it is.
My favorite piece of cooking equipment on earth is the Dutch oven.
Depending on how long you've listened to this show, this guy has come full circle because all the things he used to razz me about, he is now doing. So.
Oh yeah. Well, we'll cover that in the next segment, the Dutch oven. But you know, the prep. So you usually when you're at camp, it's a two meal a day, right? You're not getting up and stinking up the woods and doing a full
right
breakfast in
I
the morning.
I used to.
Yeah.
But anymore, yeah, it's right. Like. Just take a granola bar and an apple.
Right, and go out. And then you eat a big lunch, and you go back out, and you hunt till dark and come back in and eat again. So
yeah.
It's really a two-meal deal.
Well, it kind of varies, too, because, like, sometimes when I get back, like, even now, I'll very often not even make coffee before I go because
okay.
I just would rather get in a tree.
Yep.
And if you drink coffee, sometimes it causes other things to happen.
Right,
and you don't
want
to
get out of the tree.
Right,
yeah.
So sometimes, like, last time Paul and I were up 2 weeks ago, I got back to camp early, probably about 10 o'clock because it was rainy. And I made my coffee then and made eggs and sausage and potatoes. And it was fantastic. The coffee never tasted so good.
Yeah, well, when you're cold like
yes.
that, yeah, and you don't have any heater, and
right.
you're in a six-man tent. That
okay, you, not only did I not have any heater, but I, like an idiot, believed the weather forecast and kind of packed light because, you know, you got to haul all this stuff, and I have so much hunting gear.
Right.
So I took all my lightweight stuff thinking, well, it's early, you know, it's early October. I don't need the heavy stuff. And I'm telling you, buddy, it got cold.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing is to make sure your feet stay dry.
Yep.
And I brought my hiking boots and found out that they are no longer waterproof.
Oh, well, then
so
your
my feet
didn't...
got waterlogged.
Right.
So I jumped in the car and ran into Big Rapids and went to Dunham's, and they have a fantastic hunting boot selection.
Okay.
And I found a nice – I needed a new pair of – lightweight rubber insulated boots anyway because mine are pretty old and starting to
yep.
fall apart, and gave me an excuse to get in the warm car and take a ride.
Take a ride, right? Yeah, that's funny. But anyway, so you know, your Dutch oven is something that I've learned to love. You used to cook everything in it. I mean, our whole show was about a Dutch oven and what we were cooking in it. And
I used to
rag on you a little bit about that. But then you bought me one. You're like, okay, I can solve this problem. I'm going to get him one. And anytime you get a new piece of cooking equipment, if you've listened to the show at all, you know I go all out on it, trying to figure it out and make sure I know how to use it. And a few years ago, Bob bought me a beautiful Lodge Dutch oven. And so in the next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about the recipes and how you can use this thing, because it truly is a very, very versatile cooking pot.
Oh, those Dutch people.
Right. And I think that if you don't have one, you should get one. You know, you've never heard that endorsement before, but you heard it here today. So you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We're going to talk a little bit about the Dutch oven and Bob's magic creations when we come back.